Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 4, the Hamsa Guhya Prayers, Texts 27 and 28. How shall we chant them? I guess we can chant them. I will read the first one and we'll chant the second one. Manishinon tarhidi sannivesitam svashakti bir navabishta tribhidbhi vahnim yatha daruni panchadashyam manishaya nishkarshanti gudam. And then the second we chant together. Savai mama shesha vishesha maya nisheda nirvana sukhanubhuti sa sarva nama sachavishvarupa prasida tam aniruktatma shakti. Today is Saturday. In Sanskrit, this is the day of Saturn. And in Sanskrit, Saturn is Shani, which is short for Shanaishchara, slowly moving. Because a Saturn year, for a Saturn to make one full circle, is 30 years, longer than all the other planets in Jyotish. So we have a big verse, two, big translation, and very nice big purport. So you can peacefully settle down. Manishina. Great learned brahmanas performing ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices. Anta hridi, within the core of the heart. Sannivesitam, being situated. Svashaktibi, with his own spiritual potencies. Navabi, also with the nine different material potencies. That's an interesting number. Usually we don't have nine. So we have a list. The material nature, the total material energy, the ego, the mind, and the five objects of the senses. We can repeat.
The material nature, the total material energy, the ego, the mind, and the five objects of the senses.
So intelligence is missing, but it's put together with the total material energy, Mahatattva. And Pradhana is added. Very interesting. Cha. And. And don't think it's so short, because it's the five gross material elements and the ten acting and knowledge gathering senses.
The five gross material elements and the ten acting and knowledge gathering senses.
It's all there in one little cha. So this is 24 together. Okay. Trivridbi. By the three material modes of nature. Vahnim, fire. Vahni. So that's something in between Vatra and Ogni. Yatha, just like. Daruni, within wood. Panchadashyam, produced by chanting the 15 hymns. Known as Samideni mantras.
Produced by chanting the 15 hymns known as Samideni mantras.
Manishaya. By purified intelligence. Nishkarshanti. Extract. Gurham.
Although not manifesting.
Saha. That Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vai. Indeed. Mama, toward me. Ashesha, all. Vishesha, varieties. Maya, of the illusory energy. Nisheda, by the process of negation. Nirvana, of liberation. Sukha anubhuti, who is realized by transcendental bliss. So what comes first, bliss or realized? Sa, that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvanama, who is the source of all names. All names. Not only Krishna Das, but also Clement. Clement, actually, that means in Sanskrit, Kripalu or Dayalu. Clement, you know, means merciful. It's Krishna's name. Sarvanama, who is the source of all names. Saha, that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Cha, also. Vishvarupa, the gigantic form of the universe. Prasidatam, may he be merciful. Anirukta, inconceivable. ukta mean like sukta means cannot describe. Atmashakti, the reservoir of all spiritual potencies. Translation and purpose of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Just as great learned brahmanas who are expert in performing ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices can extract the fire dormant within wooden fuel by chanting the 15 Samideni mantras, thus proving the efficacy of the Vedic mantras. So those who are actually advanced in consciousness, in other words, those who are Krishna conscious, can find the super soul who, by his own spiritual potency, is situated within the heart. Can you find? So, in the wood there is fire. What happened to our old parquet, old floor? Where did he put it? He burned, huh? Yeah. So you see, there was a floor for 30 years, but fire was hidden in it, and some warmth, heat also. But it was lying dormant. And then Mahatmananda took and extracted the fire. Must be very sacred fire, with lots of kirtan and japa. So in the same way Krishna is present. The heart is covered by the three modes of material nature and the nine material elements. Material nature, the total material energy, that's pradhana and mahat tattva. The ego, the mind, and the five objects of sense gratification, and also by the five material elements and the 10 senses. These 27 elements. Why 27? Usually 24. What are the three additional? Who are the three that are added to the usual 24? Three gunas, yes. Correct. These 27 elements constitute the external energy of the Lord. Great yogis meditate upon the Lord, who is situated as the super soul, Paramatma, within the core of the heart. Not in the heart, but within the core of the heart. May that super soul be pleased with me. Prasidatam. So this is the essence of bhakti. That's the heart of bhakti. Prasidatam. O Krishna, please be pleased with me. Please be satisfied with what I'm doing. So I'm doing this because I want to make you satisfied. That's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. So also right here, we are doing this to make him pleased. He likes when we study Bhagavatam in the temple with devotees. The super soul is realized when one is eager for liberation from the unlimited varieties of material life. One actually attains such liberation when one engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and realizes the Lord because of his attitude of service. The Lord may be addressed by various spiritual names which are inconceivable to the material senses. When will that Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me? Prasidatam. May he be pleased with me. That's the core of bhakti. Purport. In his commentary to this verse, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur uses the word durvigyayam, which means very difficult to realize. The pure stage of existence is described in Bhagavad Gita 7:28, wherein Krishna says, Yesham tvantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvanda mohanir mukta bhajante mam dridavrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. So either we are very, very pious, or we don't have determination. So what do? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur fortunately says that punya karmanam, are not some pious acts, material pious acts. He says these are bhakti acts. And bhakti acts are obtained even by devotees looking at us. So when devotees look at us, this is bhakti punya. So just like you go, Nitai Dai Prabhu takes books and goes and looks at people, and they get punya. And then they take the book. Now he doesn't look. He doesn't want to give us too much punya. He saves for the sankirtan. and then when they use this punya, then they get even more punya. They take the book and even more punya. Then they hear Hare Krishna, and then they read the book and chant Hare Krishna. If not now, then later. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 9:14, the Lord says, Satatam kirtayantomam yatantascha dridhavratam namasyandaschamam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Again, you can see dridhavrata was there, as in that verse. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Satatam kirtayanto, always glorifying. So you glorify by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But also, when you don't chant, how do you glorify? Remembering. And if you don't remember, if you are... sounds risky. There are many manifestations of material energy. There you are.
Everything is for his pleasure, to serve him.
Yes. Yeah, true. So also, in general, our at least you walk around with a shikha, and then people say, "Oh, look, Hare Krishna." reverse Sankirtan, you know. Or you have Kandimala, or you have something else that people recognize. So, then, H.N. Hare Krishna. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead after transcending all material impediments. Ovire. Do you have any impediments? Therefore, Lord Krishna also says in the Gita 7.3, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vetti tatvataha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So we have 300,000 people in Ljubljana. Out of them, how many endeavor to know Krishna? Or endeavor for perfection? And those who are really, really nice, Krishna says, a few know me in truth. So there are. But few. To understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one must undergo severe penances and austerities. But since the path of devotional service is perfect, by following this process one can very easily come to the spiritual platform and understand the Lord. So is it severe penance and austerity, or is it easy? Very easy. Which one is it? Very easy. But there is also severe austerity. So it's the austerity of accepting. It's easy. And our austerity is happy. We sing, dance, read, and eat prasadam, Prabhupada says. Which is easy, right? But austere. If you, so it's both austere and easy. So austerity as is inside. In the 17th chapter of the Gita, Krishna says, Manah prasada, be satisfied. And that's, when you are satisfied, it's easy. But when you are not satisfied, it's austerity. So before you agree to be satisfied, it's, not be angry, to not be lusty, to not be greedy. That's austerity. But when you decide, enough, I'm satisfied, then it's easy. Because you didn't have to sit in, is it Ljubljanica? It's closer than Sava, right? You don't have to sit. But is it cold yet? Yeah, it must be cold. 3 degrees in the morning. And you don't have to sit up to your neck in Ljubljanica for 3 hours, as the yogis do. You can sit on the warm floor and dance. Yeah, just think about it. It's so amazing. What's your process? Our process, every morning we must have a party. Two parties. If for the proper advanced practitioners. Like you know. And we start at 4, at 5. First party. And then it cool down a little. We sing. And then we must have another party. And then we sing poetry. So that's the process. Is it easy or is it to steer? You decide. Yes. This too is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 1855, wherein Krishna says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyascha smitattvata tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Thus, although the subject matter is durvigyayam, extremely difficult to understand, it becomes easy if one follows the prescribed method. Coming in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is possible through pure devotional service, which begins with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. So, we hear and chant. In this regard, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.8.5. Pravishta karnarandrena svanam bhava saroruham. The process of hearing and chanting enters the core of the heart, and in this way one becomes a pure devotee. It's a nice translation. So 2.8.5, it's a very important number to remember. 2.8.5, because this verse says that too late you are here and Krishna sneaked into your ear and then he sits on the lotus of your heart. If you don't have a lotus of your of the heart, then I don't know. Then it's difficult to. I don't know what happens if you don't have a lotus of your heart. But otherwise, he as soon as you hear, when you hear about Krishna, he comes through the ear, and he sits in the heart. So you don't have Paramatma, normal. You have Krishna. If you hear about Krishna. And we hear about Krishna in the Bhagavatam. So don't think that this... I mean, I don't know who you invite, but we are hearing about Krishna. So Krishna enters. And some people say that first you need the beautiful lotus for Krishna to sit. But here, Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna enters and then you become a pure devotee. So it seems to be very merciful, right? We hear and then my cactus heart becomes gradually loses the spikes and gradually becomes softer. And even cactuses, they blossom. By continuing this process, that's not the end, one comes to the stage of transcendental love, and then he appreciates the transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, a pure devotee, by devotional service, is able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead despite many material impediments, which are all various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Easily making his way through these impediments, a devotee comes directly in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After all, the material impediments described in these verses are but various energies of the Lord. So like electricity, which is a form of fire, and earth. So Prabhupada would always say, like this microphone, he says this is a transformation of earth. plus fire is there as electricity. So usually earth blocks your vision, right? And fire also, it's, I mean, electricity. It's not something that is very pleasant to touch. Yes? However, here, this same earth, which usually is a block, like the walls, which usually blocks and covers, and fire, or electricity, which usually shocks you, helps us to hear about Krishna. So it can cover or it can open, it can reveal. So the same energy, the same material energy, it can act as covering or it can act as a window or as a help to reveal Krishna. So this is the essence. So it depends how you use and why you use it. And of course, prasidatam, the main thing. Krishna, please, this is for you. So easily, Prabhupada says, easily making his way through these impediments. The 27 obstacles. It's an obstacle course. Do you have obstacle courses? Something. So this is the obstacle course. But here, this obstacle course brings us to Krishna easily. And then Prabhupada continues, when a devotee is eager to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he prays to the Lord, Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam buddhau kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintayam. Okay, congratulations, we are 2/3 through the commentary. O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna. That's how you pray if you are eager to see him, to meet him. And if you are not eager, why should he help you meet him? So that's how we pray, right? I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death. And place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Being pleased with the devotee, the Lord turns all his material impediments into spiritual service. It's a very mysterious, it's very interesting. Again, so it's material, and it's a material impediment. So impediment is bad, right? So some obstacle, this is an obstacle, this is bad. But here, Prabhupada says that Krishna, when he is pleased with you, he turns the obstacle into service. Spiritual service. It's interesting. So it's any comparison? It gave the mic and electricity. Maybe also the road. Like, for example, we go to Velika Planina. Yes? So there is distance and there is a road. And there is, we go up. So that's an impediment. We have to cross. But if we sing Hare Krishna there, and if you think about Krishna, then this road becomes service. The impediment becomes spiritual service. Also, for example, you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and the mind flies away to Medinyaki, to Pishkotki, to Sozice, to pizza. And then you say Krishna ki jai. Krishna is so nice. Krishna has created Krishna is so sweet. Krishna created Medinyaki. Krishna made late Govinda Prabhu's heart merciful, and he's hands expert, and he eats, and so Krishna's ki jai. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we bring the mind to Krishna again. So every time when the mind goes away, you bring the mind back to Krishna. And you see Krishna. So you can see this is Daksha's service to populate the universe. So he glorifies all the elements of this universe as Krishna's energies so that he can remember Krishna and serve Krishna through these material elements. And Prabhupada, so in this verse, Prabhupada gives a whole program how the impossible becomes easy. How the impossible becomes easy. How the obstacle becomes a path. How a failure becomes a step forward. Yesterday I was listening to Radhika Raman's interview to Krishna Kshetra Maharaj about the Bhagavatam. They published these two books on the Bhagavatam, and so they there was a meeting in India about the Bhagavatam. I think Bhagavatam was the topic. So they discussed. So Krishna Kshetra Maharaj interviews Radhika Raman, Professor Kenneth Welpy interviews Professor Ravi Gupta. So it's so he asks different questions, and Radhika Raman says, "You can see how the Bhagavatam describes a devotee, many different devotees." And he says how some devotees have difficulties and achieve success, and some devotees fail. And then through this failure, they achieve success, like Gajendra. He becomes an elephant, and then he goes to Krishna. Or Ajamil, or who else? Is there anybody else who failed and went to Krishna? Jadabharat, yes. Vritrasura, yes. So I thought it's an interesting point. There are many. Who? Putana. Okay, but that's, you need some other Puranas also to know that she wanted to serve Vamana. But yes. So I thought it's an interesting point that indeed it's a repeated topic. Failure. There is a lecture by Radhanath Maharaj. Failures as pillars to success. And he gives a very thorough list of famous failures. I remember Beatles, who were rejected 60 times in all the recording companies. They come and they, useless, go away. They come to another one, useless, go away. Another one, useless, go away. 60 times. If 60 times somebody told you, useless, go away, would you continue? And then they become Beatles. And there is nobody more successful in history.
But how we can understand their success? Because this is the success of material energy. And then they just get involved in more material activities. I think this is not a path of liberation. How we can understand this as a success?
You can see the principle that they fail, but they persevere, Dridhavrata was repeated here. They persevere, and at the end, they achieve incredible, spectacular, unprecedented success. Even though 60 times it seems hopeless, at the end, they achieve incredible success. So if it is possible in the material life, how much more possible it is for something that is eternally wonderful, like Krishna. If they didn't stop in the material endeavor and achieved such a success, how much more it is worth to continue for Krishna. So by so this just the principle is illustrated. And of course, George Harrison, he was instrumental helping us spread Krishna consciousness in the world. Actually, the whole Beatles. All we are saying is give peace a chance, Hare Krishna. No, he was saying Krishna there. Did you hear this, give peace a chance? So he's saying Krishna there. So millions of people have heard Krishna. Maybe they didn't notice. But then they see you on the street and they hear Hare Krishna. And I heard this somewhere. Where is this Krishna? So they were used. They're not completely material. Or Ringo Starr. I mean, not only George Harrison, all of them. Ringo Starr. I am a walrus, elementary penguin, chanting Hare Krishna. Saying Hare Krishna. And again, people listen, think, oh, very funny, elementary penguin, chanting Hare Krishna. What is this Hare Krishna? And then they see on the street Hare Krishna. Huh? I heard Hare Krishna, some good place. Ah, Ringo's. Where was it? So they did a lot. Next, doubt. You're satisfied. Ringo Starr convinced you. Yeah? Elementary penguin chanting Hare Krishna. If elementary penguin can chant Hare Krishna, maybe we can chant.
I think I'm convinced because I don't understand nothing. There are more doubts, but I think eventually I will clear these doubts.
What I'm saying, Radhanath Maharaj uses this, he's giving many examples of material failures. How people fail but don't give up. And at the end, they become more successful than some who didn't fail. So
this is material success, this is not a success. This is just a principle. Yeah. Why he didn't talk about our movement, how we...
So this is the illustration. So we have the full Bhagavatam, the whole Bhagavatam, Ajamil. Failure? Yes. Success? Afterwards? Yes. Gajendra? Failure? Yes. Success? Yes. Jad Bharat? Failure? Becoming a deer? Yes. Success? Yes. Seeing Krishna. So, in other words, he shows that this is not only the principle here that you must fail. He shows that this is a universal principle. That a failure is a failure only if you stop. A failure is a failure only if you don't learn. But if you continue, it's a lesson.
I have some other connected doubt.
Имам ту написано «Просим понові впрашання обчинства за наше інтернетне послушальство». Ті тех впрашань не слісі хвала. Maybe you can. Go online. Let the world hear you. All the 20 people are listening.
For 50 years, we are speaking about Beatles as one of the this were example proponents of material successful to some extent Krishna conscious endeavor. But where are Beatles now? Where are modern singers now? Now it seems one time event, but now this kind of preaching which was very, I mean, as if the Hare Krishna movement is in this respect stuck. Who are the preachers, successful like musicians now, who are spreading the movement? Like if you have any, why is like that? Why new people aren't coming? Who are so able with, so famous, where are those? Maybe they are, but I don't see them. If you can maybe clear that doubt.
All right, famous people in Krishna consciousness. Huh? Yeah, Russell, yes. Or
he's really a devotee? Or
he always speaks about Krishna, invites all devotees, he's always pushing, he has Krishna in the... Yeah, he speaks about Krishna in all different interviews. He just throws in Krishna to...
I understand he's a stand-up...
No, not the comedian. There is a comedian, that's another one.
What is this person doing?
He's like a reporter, I think, right? Actor? Yes, actor. He's actor, but he has his program on TV and... Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is it a famous person?
I mean, I'm not allowed... I've been in touch with politics a lot 10 years ago, but since then...
Not anymore, okay.
So books don't allow me. I'm sorry.
Okay, so, like, Prime Minister of Canada. Right. So, what was it? Just a few days ago, there was some article. He said, "Oh, my father loved you guys, Hare Krishnas." So, and then I forgot what else he said, but he knows Hare Krishnas well.
Yeah, but he's mentioning them, but is he actually doing something? That's the question. The same, because this, what was the Beatles, George Harrison, he actually was a devotee, he actually did something,
No, some are. There are some... who?
Yeah.
There are some. Sometimes there are. Of course, Beatles is unbeatable in terms of. Just the volume of their. Yeah, Sinead O'Connor, yeah, she's speaking.
She's old lady now, probably, and she...
Yeah, there was something about the rock era, that people were very serious about. But now they usually sing about simpler things. But there are, there is another one. What is her, some new singer... Gosh, I don't know them. It's me. Gosh. I'm not following them. So she's putting Instagram pictures with her reading Science of Self-Realization, saying this is a very good book, you should read, and she's famous. But anyway, the fact that... Who would you want to see as the next George Harrison? You don't even know. So it's just,
no, I know, but I'm ashamed to say. But
why not?
No, I will say it privately.
The world has positively changed in significant ways, like Obama pulling out of his pocket Hanuman. Little Hanuman in an interview saying, "I keep in my pocket some important things for me," on TV. He's giving an interview and he says, this is beads one Christian nun gave me, And this is something else that I carry for good luck. And this is Hanuman I got from a yogini in somewhere. So I carry also, he's the god of power and intelligence or something. I forgot what he... So, I mean, just, it may not be so... he didn't pull out beads and he didn't show, you see, I have Kantimala or something. But something is there, in more massively. And they all say, like the, just a few days ago, the American-born Minister of Health in Ukraine, it's 42 million people, she every day she writes some posts on her Facebook. She says, vegetarianism, and big, and then the next day she writes, meditation. Meditation is very important. If you do not meditate, you are... So it just creates, you know, and then she meets you on the street and you just mention, oh, we are vegetarians, oh, we are meditating, and then people are ready, you know. Oh, the Minister of Health said we should meditate. Okay, let me see. What? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So, if I would be not too much provocative, then Hitler with his swastika round in his leg, he was promoting Krishna consciousness big time.
Well, small time, anti-time. He still suffer with his swastika misuse. He gave very bad rap to swastika. Till today, people hate swastika because of him. But Prabhupada was saying that even negative publicity. Who said there is no negative publicity? There is just publicity. If you use it properly. Okay, so we haven't finished. We haven't finished. That was just.
That people failed and persisted and then they succeed.
Yes, yes, yes.
But in Bhagavatam, for example, Ajamil, he failed and, as I said, he didn't persist. He didn't do much and he still succeeded.
He failed and then he was saved by that service he did when he was young. He was saved from death, from Yamadutas, from hell. But then he went to the Himalayas and he did serious sadhana until after some years, then again the spaceship from Vaikuntha came and said, okay, let's go. Now you can go. Now you can come. But the point is that the failure is not the end. The impediment, because we are afraid of impediments, we are afraid of obstacles, failures, never fail. But that nice lecture by Radhat Maharaj shows how the whole world is built on people who didn't stop after one failure, two failures, three failures. They just didn't stop. And that reminded me of Radhika Raman giving that comment that the Bhagavatam has a big collection of stories of failures, and how even after a failure, devotees can achieve spectacular success. So it's not the end. So that's the point. Because Prabhupada mentions the verses, mention 27 obstacles. Everything is an obstacle. And the purport mentions obstacles several times. But then Prabhupada also says, easy. Then obstacle. So he says that it becomes the obstacle becomes. Yeah, this is the book, the new bestseller. Obstacle is the way. The obstacle is the way. So that's the point. That's the principle we are talking about. That, you know, oh, I couldn't chant attentively this last round. Oh, you're hopeless. I go jump into Yadransko More. No, continue. As Jigoro Kano, the founder of Judo, said, Judo means not to win, but to fall 8 times, no, fall 7 times and stand up 8 times. That's the idea. Then you win. Doesn't matter if you fell down 7 times, but if you stood up 8 times, you win. Okay, so being pleased with the devotee, the Lord turns all his material impediments into spiritual service. In this connection, Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur quotes a verse from Vishnu Purana. Hladini sandini samvitvayeka sarva sanstitav hladata apakari mishra tvayino guna varjite. In the material world, the spiritual energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is manifested as tapakari, which means causing miseries. Source of pleasure becomes source of misery. Everyone hankers for happiness, but although happiness originally comes from the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the material world, because of material activities, the pleasure potency of the Lord becomes a source of miseries. Hlada tapa kari. False happiness in the material world is the source of distress. Any example? How false happiness becomes a source of distress. Okay, I give you an example. Fat, cheesy, tasty pizza, 20 every day for 5 years. And then the liver says, bye-bye. Happiness turns into the source of distress. Yeah? False happiness. But when one's endeavors for happiness are redirected toward the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this tapakari element of misery is vanquished. An example, so if you offer the pizza to Krishna and eat it on festivals only, or Sunday only, or after a hard day of work only. An example given in this connection is the extracting fire from wood. It's certainly difficult, but when the fire comes out, it burns the wood to ashes. In other words, experiencing the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely difficult for those devoid of devotional service, but everything becomes easier for a devotee. And thus he can very easily meet the Supreme Lord. Here, the prayers say that the form of the Lord is beyond the jurisdiction of material form and is therefore inconceivable. A devotee prays, however, "My dear Lord, be pleased with me so that I may very easily see your transcendental form and potency." Non-devotees try to understand the Supreme Brahman by discussions of neti neti. Not this, not that. Nisheda nirvana, sukhanubhuti. A devotee, however, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, avoids such laborious speculations and realizes the existence of the Lord very easily. By my count, it's about 7 or 8 times that it's easy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So questions we had, comments we had, purport we had, everything we had. Potentially. The door is unlocked. Now it's for us to just walk through. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nidai Gopremanandi.